Welcome back. You're listening to Graphic 94.9 and English Only with a Doctor. Last week, we ended with a song by Sarah Blackwood called Lonely Parade from her 2028 album, Lonely Parade. And we're going to start with that album today. Again, no extra news. She is this phenomenal musician, talented, jack of all trades kind of musician. Tiny in stature, but exponential in her voice and her charisma. And this is an album that she did on her own from 2008. And we're going to start with her. And there's a very specific reason that I'll explain in just a bit. So enjoy this repetition of Lonely Parade.
Well, this life ain't so simple, babe. Try to make this simple, babe, 'cause you like a banana. Once you have some conception of what consists of a lonely parade, what's that you say? Oh, where's the devil?
Don't
So in this last track, you listen to the voice of Sarah Blackwood. She is from a very musical family. She has a brother. His name is Ian Blackwood. He is also a musician. And her sister, her older sister, Jen Hellcat Blackwood, is known for being one of the founding members of a band called The Creep Show, which debuted their first first real impact on the music scene in 2005. And this next song is from them. So this is Rock and Roll Sweetheart from their 2008 album, Run for Your Life. What's really interesting about The Creep Show is that Jen Hellcat Blackwood, she fronted the musical, so you'll hear her voice in this band. And what's also interesting about this is that they would mine horror movies to get their kind of like creepy little vibe. They are just a phenomenal band to watch. And so they're, like I said, they've been replaced several times. We'll talk a little bit about their history in just a second. First, we're going to listen a little bit to Rock and Roll Sweetheart from The Creep Show. So that was, like I said, that was Rock and Roll Sweetheart from the band The Creep Show. Now, the lead singer in that track, if I'm listening correctly, it is actually Sarah Blackwood. So when Sarah started with The Creep Show as the lead singer, it's because her sister Jen had to go on maternity leave. So Sarah and Jen never came back, despite being a founding member of The Creep Show as the band. Sarah continued on for about 5 years until she became part of another band. So Sarah, in the meantime, while she ended her career with The Creep Show in 2012. So 5 years prior to that would be 2007. And in 2008, we heard that first song from her. And that was the Lonely Parade. That was the first song we listened to. And what's really interesting about this, I think, is really in my mind's eye anyway, is that when you take ownership of your artistic or your artist, whatever kind of person you are, whether you're an engineer or an artist or a singer or a dancer or a lawyer, you are what you are and you do whatever you can to be that. And in that case, she was going from place to place to place, very organized in her ways of doing things. But to get to the point where, you know, finally there was this seed of success. So before I get on to Sarah Blackwood of Walk Over the Earth, I want to pay a little bit of homage to Jen, her sister, who at the same time while she was with Creepshow, she also released a couple of things on her own. And this is something that she released, I think, in 2009. So it was a little bit after she was no longer pregnant. And this was after she left the Creep Show, and let me just make sure. This is a cover. Yes, it's called Pet Cemetery from the Ramones, and she covered it in 2009 from an album that called Hellcat and the Prowl. And this is Jen Hellcat Blackwood.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor, and we're featuring a little bit of a family of artists, the Blackwoods. Now, we're just going to listen, we've been listening so far to Sarah and Jen, and we're not going to listen to Ian, but we're going to move in a little bit and talk a little bit more about the history of some of their origins. So Jen and Sarah both had a really anchored origin in relation to the punk rock band or the rockabilly band, the Creepshow from Canada. And their current lead singer is Kenda Legaspi. And she's been the lead vocalist for a few years now. Not to say this band has always had, the Creepshow has always had these really strong female personalities on stage. And what's really interesting about the Blackwood sisters is that they are these itty bitty, like super tiny women. I met one of them in person, and she might come to my collarbone. Tiny, but rocket ships of personalities, just these crazy, explosive people on stage, and it's so wonderful to see. So this next song is also with featuring Jen Blackwood and her wonderful vocal abilities and her guitar skills and her energy, and it's called Love You to Death, and it's by the Screamin' Sins. So let's talk a little about the Screamin' Sins. They are a Kingston psychobilly trio who collaborated with Jen in this last year in 2025. And this is the song featuring her.
By the light of the silver moon, oh honey, I'll be home soon. I'm gonna love, I'm gonna love you today. Somewhere between the dark and dawn, oh honey, it won't take long. I'm gonna love, I'm gonna love you today.
So acknowledging that the Creepshow was a major component in some of the successes that both Jen and Sarah Blackwood experienced, when Sarah which is where we're moving into, is her participation and her very active role in what currently is called Walk of the Earth. They're a band from Ontario, and they are just phenomenal live. I've seen them live in Paris. I've seen them live in Canada. And they are a band to watch and band to see. They were originally... The band started, Walk Off the Earth started in, I think, 2008, and they were known for their covers for a very long time. They did these really creative cover music with a multitude of different instruments that were unorthodox, and they did all of their own, like, videos on YouTube, and then they did this video on YouTube in, I think it was 2012, and they became famous overnight. There were millions of views. It went viral. They got an award in Canada, one of the Canadian Music Awards. And in 2012, because of Sarah Blackwood's involvement in Walk Off the Earth, and she became part of that band in 2011, she cut her ties with the Creepshow and decided to be full-time on Walk Off the Earth. And subsequently married one of the other lead singers, and they've been traveling all over the world together as this, like, 11-piece band since, in this very family-oriented kind of reality. So I'm going to introduce to you, it's not the same vibe at all, but we're going to listen to one of their songs called Happy. It's a cover that they did from ages ago. I'll tell you about the date in just a second. And this is Walk Off the Earth, and this is one of their, let's say, signature, before they were amazingly known in Canada anyway, pieces.
One, 2, 3, It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
That's it. I think that's all the song for that. There's another 2 minutes on the track, and I don't know what that's about. But let's talk a little bit about this to give you a bit of a context here. So that video was filmed in their travel van, and a van, like, you know, like a Scooby-Doo kind of van, a very little itty bitty van. And they did this thing, and there was like seven people in this itty bitty little van playing these unorthodox ukuleles and these little plastic flutes. And it was just fantastic. So they're also like, when they did these covers, they went and they made these videos, they made these really amazingly creative kind of videos with a very, very low budget. So they also covered Hold On by Adele, I think, and they were literally all singing while they were holding on to a bar until they couldn't hold on anymore. What's another song that they did? They did Little Boxes. I don't remember who the original artist was. The one that the version that I know is on a CD by Crosby, Stills and Nash with the original singer. And they did, the video was made out of every single item, and all the props in the video were made with cardboard boxes, and it was, the whole song was done by that, and I thought it was really cool. There's another one, Hold On, I think. No, not Hold On. What is it? There were five or six people playing one huge guitar. Someone that I used to know, I think that's what they covered. Anyway, they're just this really creative and very popular band, and because of these covers that they did, they became more and more famous and started writing their own songs. So this next song is called Mom's Old Car. This is relatively recent. I'm pretty sure it's from 2025. I have all of these notes here, and I have to just find it. Well, I'm pretty sure it's from 2025. It's not from any album. It's a 2024 single. There it is. And this is one of their more recent songs, and this is from Walk Off the Earth.
Take your mom's old car, roll the windows down. We can leave this town and drive away too far. I got 5-4 gas, we can make it live. You said I love you, I remember how it felt in your mom's old car. Mm-hmm. Your mom's old car.
Now you're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, and we did this last half hour or so talking about the Blackwood family and some of their talents and some of their exploits in former years of musical band membership and how they've evolved until now. So when I spoke to you in this last set, you listened to Mom's Old Car by Walk Off the Earth. So This is an original song by Walk Off the Earth, collaboratively written by Sarah Blackwood and Sarah Sin Blackwood and Giovanni Luminati, her husband, and the other members of the Walk Off the Earth band. And what's really interesting is what I said is when they were able to, earlier I said that they were able to travel with their family. So Sarah had three children with Giovanni, and from their birth, they traveled all over as they were traveling and touring around Canada, around the United States, around Europe, and so on. And these children were exposed to a plethora and a myriad and eclectic experiences regarding music and how to create music from unorthodox musical instruments. And so what happened was, of the influence positively influenced them. It didn't, wasn't overly saturated. And the three of them create their own music. And this next song is by the Luminati Sons. It's S-U-N-S, like the sun that shines on us right now, hopefully, without any clouds. And it's the song called Note to Self. Now you can, the way that the internet describes their genre of music is kids pop and family pop, but I don't know. These guys are hardcore. I follow a Sarah Blackwood on the internet and Walk Off the Earth. And I saw recently a video of her eldest son, I think his name Romeo. I could be wrong. It could be Romeo, but and he was making a song for his mom, and he was at the piano, and he's a 12-year-old kid, man. He's at the piano writing his own lyrics, writing his own sheet music, and dedicating the song to his mother. And I think it's just phenomenal to be have that liberty to be able to really tap into your creative roots. I'm a firm believer that as we're children, many of us are taught to stop being creative as we age because we have to fill in, we have to be formed into this productive members of citizens of society, and that is often defined by how much money you can make and how much you can provide to the state. But in this case, with these three kids, they're truly allowed to have the privilege of art around them all the time, and culture, and be part of creating that culture, which I think is just phenomenal. This next song is also by them. It's called City Kids by, again, Luminati and Sons. This is a live version of it. And I believe, hold on, I'm just going to check. Where are you? This is also from 2025, so this is relatively recent. So if you're wondering how you could be hearing this Fula behind them, and I'm going to hazard a guess, I've never seen them live in person. I know when I was volunteering with the Bear Creek Music Festival in Alberta over the summer, my sister, who is in charge of transport, said that they were expecting the three kids to come, and they didn't end up flying on the plane for reasons of, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it had something to do with the fact that they were playing so late and that they couldn't participate. So I'm guessing the reason, one of the reasons why they're musicians in their own right and they deserve their own stage. And they are also quite young and they perform with their parents on occasion. That said, and this is my guess, I don't know this for sure, I'm going to have to check this out because I can't seem to find the information online. And or at least the way I'm looking for it is not providing it the answers I'm looking for. The next song is, we're going to change kind of tunes. We're no longer going to focus on the Blackwood family and their entourage, and we're going to focus on Dick Van Dyke's. Now, they are a garage punk band and comedy rock from the 80s, and this is a song called The Birthday Song from their 1987 Nobody Likes album on Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Do you feel older? You certainly look it. Did you get lots of presents? A pinch to grow an inch? Did you phone your grandma and thank her for the gift? Well, you can have your cake, and you can eat it too.
Made me laugh a little bit, and it's contextually important to me because it was my son's, like I said, it was my son's birthday, and we celebrated it a little earlier this year. We celebrated on the 31st of October, and he got to go trick-or-treating and all this stuff that was really cool for him, and then they do the thing at Grimpe à l'Arbre, and he's now, by the time this session airs, he will now officially be 14 years old. So it was his birthday, and who gives up an explicit, all these other swears after that. But what I wanted to underline here is a couple of sayings that the Dick Van Dykes said was a pinch to grow an inch and to look like a monkey. Now, I had a recent associations meeting, And I heard one of the producers from Graph Hit 94.9 FM telling us all that he has a tough time listening to my accent because I either speak too fast or whatever. But so I thought I'd take a moment and explain, if he's listening, pinch to grow an inch. So when I was growing up, this was something that my mom would tell me on a regular basis, or at least my grandma when I would go, and they'd pinch your cheeks, and it was to tell you how it was to encourage you to grow even more. Sometimes my parents would pinch my bum thinking it was really funny. And another real, very contextual thing that I have to share with my whole other family, because my uncle, when I was a little girl, told me I was born in a zoo and that I looked like a monkey. And I was convinced for about 6 years that I was born in a zoo and my mother got me in the zoo and that all of my hair fell off when I was like 3 months old. So as gullible as I can be, that is a historical kind of thing based in my personal reality. But anyway, thank you for letting me share. Now we're going to change gears a little bit, and we're going to do the Harpoonist. We're going to listen to the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. We listened to them about a month ago, and they're a band that I discovered while I was participating in the Bear Creek Music Festival. Now this first song is called, I don't know which one it is, the first song. I don't know. I think it's called Roll with the Punches, but I will be sure once we listen to it. And it's from their 2011 album, Checkered Past. They're fantastic. They've got lots of emotion and lots of courage in their music. And then there's just these two guys that are just really phenomenally talented artists.
Bye.
So I made a mistake there, as I do many while I'm doing this show. Thank you for your patience. That wasn't the Roll with the Punches. That will be the second song on the list. It was actually Duwacha from their A Real Fine Mess 2014 album. So again, they are a phenomenal band. This is a duo met while they were on a jingle, apparently. They later won a recognition as blues artists and expanded into festival and international touring. They helped that last song from A Real Fine Mess helped them gain wider attention. And the band has been nominated for a notable Canadian Music Awards, as an FYI, if you're interested. Now, this next song is also from The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. They sound like a very violent kind of, you know, band. But when you meet them in person, they're very tall, I have to say. I've met them in person. But they are just the calmest dudes ever on the planet. They're like sloths. Really, really just calm, well presented, you know, anchored human beings. And this next song is now the right one, Roll with the Punches. That was Roll with the Punches and The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. We have a final song by them as we end this set of Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. I am leaving the house. I'm going to eat my apple. I'm very, very hungry at this moment and enjoy the last sun rays before the clouds hit my head again. Or, you know, my garden and so on. This last song is from a 2018 single, and it's called Hard on Things. Now, I really enjoyed them when I saw them live. I thought they were really fantastic. I also like their willingness to participate in all of like the little workshops and stuff like that, because they were really interested in playing with other bands, not just playing by themselves and, you know, being in their own little head of music. I think that's always really inspiring, that art can be created through other artistic, you know, influences. And that's true in all of life. Creation is done through other influences. So as I leave you on that note, the Doctors left the house, and this is the last song by the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. You will hear me next week.